Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jay Myers back on the show. Jay is the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions. It's an outstanding small business based out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's the author of the award-winning book, Keep Swinging, and also his second book, Hitting the Curveball. These are great books on the life and times, the life and sometimes hard times of an entrepreneur, which you guys know all about, don't you, folks? And he put his down in a book, in two books, actually. And it's always fun to have Jay here because he tells it like it is out here on Main Street. Jay Myers, welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great to have you back, as always. So, one of the things I would like for you to do is talk to us about your industry. Now, folks, Jay's in the video industry, and that's not a very good description of what he does, but I'm going to let him explain that. But it's an industry that's becoming a little saturated, I guess. Maybe I'm curious about how the technology development's going. And so, Jay, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about the industry that you're in. And what are some of the challenges that you're facing right now?
Yeah, sure, Jim. So I'm actually in two industries, if you can technically consider video conferencing and audio visual being two industries. They really kind of melt to one with convergence and things that have been going on. But the industry has had some terrific growth in, you know, the last decade. So I'm not going to deceive you by telling you that it has been all bad. But certainly over the last few years, it seems that the industry has sort of hit a plateau, and the growth is minimal. The competition is very keen, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I spent the last week or so in Tampa with an industry conference, actually two of them, with this group that I'm part of in my business called USAB that has businesses. It's kind of like a buying consortium and professional development group that we pool our purchases to do some things to buy in bulk to get better deals and so on. And we had a few days meeting with our group. We have it about twice a year, usually, at different sites. And then the other group was the National Systems Contractor Association, which was a much larger group that included not just video conferencing and audiovisual integrators, but also people who do security systems and some building things and so on. And both entities were saying the same thing. There were different presentations, and both of them were kind of echoing the same sort of tone, as that the industry, it's not in a bad spot, it's just not growing.
It's just flat.
It's just flat. And, you know, Jim, I guess I've been thinking about the last few days as the conferences have concluded, and I think there are a number of reasons. This is just my opinion of what's going on, but I think that many of the products that we've been dealing with have gotten commoditized. And I know you've spoken many times on your show about the commoditization, how you've got to do some different things to position small business to be successful. But as an example, LCD panels and plasmas. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to any big box store and buy those for pretty much a few hundred dollars. You know, years ago we used to get thousands for those products.
Right.
And then, you know, there's other pieces of the puzzle too. The video conferencing. But let me give you a quick example, something that's kind of interesting and depressing at the same time. ISI, my business, Interactive Solutions, we wrote a huge order over in Arkansas a few years ago, in fact, in 2011. So I guess now it's been almost 4 years ago, for over $8 million.
Wow.
Video conferencing, telemedicine, various clinical scopes, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Huge deal. Federal grant project, et cetera. $8.3 million to be exactly accurate. Jim, do you know what that contract would be worth today?
I don't know, a million?
Well, you know, not quite that bad, but a little under $4 million.
Wow. So
in
half.
4 years, exactly.
Half. Well, that's, and so folks, the reason I wanted The reason I wanted Jay to talk about this is perhaps you're seeing it in your industry. Perhaps, if not, you probably should start thinking about that. These are the disruptions of technology, of commoditization. Globalization has thrown some of that in there. But, the thing is that every industry is being touched by this. But at the same time, there are some advantages that happen. We all benefit from some of these things, but they also disrupt our businesses. And Jay, this is why I tell people all the time, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And we'll come back. Jay's going to talk to us about how to manage his organization, how to keep his people motivated when the industry is flat or when it's being disrupted. And we'll do that after these messages. Jay Myers is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Interactive Solutions Incorporated. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.